With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's message about the importance of secure borders seems to be resonating with, among others, some voters key to President Biden's re-election bid.
When it comes to problems at the U.S.-Mexico border, Biden portrays it as a policy dispute that Congress can fix. But a recent AP poll found 40% of Democrats and 73% of Hispanic adults disapprove of how Biden is handling border security. Rudy Menchaca, an Eagle Pass bar owner, is the type of Hispanic voter Biden is counting on. He says despite the rhetoric, he's been warming towards Trump because problems at the border are hurting business. Jennifer King, Washington.
Mr. Trump says it's another example of a lack of respect foreign leaders show to President Biden. Mr. Trump pointing to the Mexican president's demand for $20 billion a year in U.S. taxpayer money for Latin America and the Caribbean. Also at SRNNews.com, recovery from the disastrous collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge is proceeding on multiple tracks, according to Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who says that while the cleanup is underway, so too is the search for answers.
There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy, and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again, and we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The governor on Fox News Sunday. Also at SRNNews.com, after 2 weeks, Israel's military has withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital, saying the 200 terrorists were killed and hundreds more detained. The IDF says senior Hamas operatives are among the dead, while many weapons as well as valuable intelligence were seized. On Wall Street this morning, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 240 points, while the Nasdaq trading 30 points higher. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the federal courts.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism is leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports that roughly 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence in the country. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the mostly Christian nation, and attacks on believers are routinely carried out by Islamic radicals. This is SRN News. Weekend bloodshed in Ecuador, which has seen a rising tide of violence in recent months.
A government spokesman says gunmen attacked a group of people in a coastal city neighborhood Saturday night, killing eight and wounding eight more. It's the latest in a string of violent incidents in the South American country. Police say armed men drove up, opened fire on a large group of people, then drove away. No one claiming responsibility. Ecuador was once considered a bastion of peace in Latin America, but in recent years has seen a surge in violent attacks. Jason Walker reporting.
It happened during Easter Sunday brunch. The eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood was crowded when two men started arguing and then shots rang out. One man was killed, five other people injured. The suspect escaped, although police say they do know who they're looking for. It's a 46-year-old man who police say has a criminal record. More details at SRNNews.com.